Enjoy the convenience of 7 days a week banking and extended hours with Cube from First Arkansas Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
In these troubled times, we turn to one man. That man is Bill Vickery.
Hold up. Hey, hold up, hold up. That's my job. He was the star quarterback at Van Buren High School. He's the son of a sheriff. He's a capitalist. So you know he's getting paid for this. He is Arkansas's most eligible bachelor. Bill Vickery, presented by Smart Buick GMC. Trucks are on the lot and ready to move. Check out their inventory at smartbuickgmc.com.
All right, it is 7:32 here in, 7:32 in Arkansas, 8:32 here in Tampa. Just saw the big boy, the big preseason All-American from Missouri, Caden Green. He is a big old boy. I am here with Trey Schaap, Double R, and Bill Vickery. Roger and Christian are holding down the fort. That young man from Missouri is a big old stud. You just had your open, Bill, and I want to thank your fine sponsor, Smart Buick GMC.
Yes,
sponsoring you. Yes.
Good folks.
Yes.
Good folks.
Yeah, you're getting a whole 4 hour show of Bill Vickery and 2 hours yesterday, Roger.
Right.
6 hours of BV.
I'm sick of myself already, Dave. I will say, you know, it's funny. You walk around Radio Row, and as you just kind of move up and down, you hear snippets of every show. There's a guy doing a show in Florida.
Yeah.
They're criticizing South Carolina's non-conference schedule.
Sure.
And Stats doing WHBQ out of Memphis Cole and McElroy here next to
us. That's
right.
You know. We talked about this. This is an interesting dynamic because – we're always in our cocoon of Razorback talk, and then you get here and go, wow, everybody's doing this in their own state, their own city, and they're all talking about others, and they all are like us, you know, some are excited about it. Of course, we are so far on the other end of it now than you know. I mentioned yesterday, Roger, you can actually sort of feel like, well, there's Basil, poor guy, got another rough one. I actually sense that you come here enough, and you haven't been successful, but it is what it is. But it is a good Trey. You've come here longer than me.
It's
a fun fraternity of guys.
And Baz and Bill, I was trying to think, you know, some of the top five moments of SEC football media days all time.
Yeah.
I would say number one is Philip Fulmer
not showing up because
he thought he would get subpoenaed, and he would have.
Yep.
Saban's dog getting loose in the hotel.
Yeah.
In Hoover.
Don't remember
at
that.
At the Winfrey. That was before you started going there. I would say Ross Bjork showing up and AD showing up to the SEC football media days. It's never happened before. That was 21. That was when the scuttlebutt of Texas and OU into the league. He was the AD at Texas A&M.
Right.
And so he thought, I got to get to Hoover so I can get in front of some of the media and stuff and say, no, we are against this.
But now
they're in the league.
Yeah, that's of course. Then we talked about you had the Johnny Manziels coming
on
the Heisman.
He
won the Heisman.
Yes,
came back.
No doubt about that. And the Broyles Award Trophy showing up at SEC football.
I brought that a few times down here. Yeah, it's and then Laura Rutledge. We see people like her that have gone on to bigger stardom. You know, Marty and McGee, they're down here filming.
Yep.
Roger, we talked about yesterday, Bill. The car wash that, if you will, that everybody goes through, there's like eight different stops, I think.
I think what we're going to do later today is I'm going to put a mic on Bill. We're going to walk through the car wash.
To that end, Trey, and you are – listen, they know what they're doing here. The marriage of the SEC and ESPN clearly has elevated a lot. So to your point, what you're saying is you've got a coach and his three players, and they show up for one day. So they're going to do seven shows – while they're here, they're going to do their regular press conference that we all see where they stand up. But before that, these players and coaches have been on other shows, or that might be in the middle. So they'll move them into the Marty and McGee studio. They'll move them into the main ESPN studio. They'll move them into the SEC Network studio. They'll move them into, quote, electronic media availability. So while they're all, it's this round robin of moving around to all these different rooms. So when you kind of get spit out the car wash on the other end, as to David's point, you've done seven different shows or seven different availabilities, and you'll see that content over the next 10 days.
Yeah.
Easy.
Yeah,
and sometimes even longer.
Yeah, the stuff that Marty and McGee will do, because they do it with every head coach, and they do it with the players too. So it's a lot of content, and that's what you do. Of course, Feinbaum will be doing his show here today. I usually jump on with that usually. I don't think I'll be able to Thursday.
Oh, because you're out of town. What if that Vickery can fill in for
you? Exactly.
Right, I'll talk to P-Fine.
That's exactly right. 661-1037 is the number if you want to be a part of the show. Roger and Christian, I saw something last night off the topic of football. We have this Hawks Home movie review every week.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw a movie last night on social media that I realized I have not seen. And because it's sort of related to what we do for a living, the one with Robin Williams and Good Morning Vietnam.
I have never seen Good Morning Vietnam.
I've not seen that.
How is that?
It's based on a true story, right?
Yes.
I have not seen that. And I'm not saying, Roger and Christian, that's what we have to do, but it hit me. Is that a good movie?
Very worthwhile. Very worthwhile movie.
Yeah, it's a good movie.
It's solid.
I mean,
it's solid.
Yeah.
Worthwhile.
Yeah.
Good performance by Robin Williams, who plays a GI in Vietnam,
I like
who's
Bruno
the radio
Kirby.
Host.
Bruno Kirby is a perennial GM. Is he like a GM? Is he like pig vomit in?
He's the bad guy. So
he just has to play it.
The other thing, so that's one on my list. And last night in the VRBO, which good job, mm-hmm. Gemma.
Mm-hmm. Next to Club D's.
Next to Club D's. We watched Animal House.
Have
not seen Animal House in a long time. And first of all, I forgot about the nudity. The scene with John Belushi leaning against the sorority house. And once but twice they have the edgy scenes there.
Bah, bah, boom.
And then in the back seat outside the bar where can I dance with your date? You know, that great soundtrack.
Right.
That was, but I forgot some of the funny, classic. You know, Belushi, the greatness of Belushi.
Made him.
I think, Belushi's right here. Roger Scott, not too far below that.
Half a step,
pretty
maybe,
close.
At most.
661-1037. A couple things here. Someone says here, Silverfield is well-spoken, seems detail-oriented, and hasn't embarrassed us yet. Wasn't the sexiest hire, maybe the hire we needed. You know, I don't think I heard this group right next to us say they're going to have, from Auburn,
Golish
on.
Yeah,
you think about all, remember we were going through this back in, January when he was hired?
Who's it going to be?
It was November. I can't remember when it was.
Yeah, it was right around Thanksgiving.
Just the madness of who we're going to get, remember?
And Trey, you remember that, Trey?
I remember.
Trey says everybody loves him. Trey said nobody's bothered by what he did.
I didn't say that.
He was right. He was accurate in his report.
Well, it didn't turn out to be.
In the moment, it was.
Yeah. But what's funny is that now this is the culmination of all those moving chairs.
Yep.
You know, and I tell you, the guy too that another guy we looked at that we passed on, the quarterback got a lot of buzz is the guy from North Texas that's at Oklahoma State. Yeah, that quarterback's is an outstanding quarterback.
It's because Oklahoma State put the full court press on him. They said, look, we need to know by this time, this day, or we're moving on.
Yeah.
Someone says here, why does Ryan Silverfield look like Justin Moore's baby brother? did you see the Roger? Did you see what the guy, and he's right near us, is some movie is some movie website, but he took the pictures of Silverfield, and it's at the tire. What was it? Customer service at the tire depot.
Discount tire.
Yeah. Pretty funny stuff. It was sort of a weird looking picture. I don't know what it is. It just
a miss there by the sports.
I could see a little bit of a resemblance between him and Justin Moore. Let's see. I remember I said most regular Hog fans want the Fighting Razorbacks, but limited turnovers or flags. Do you remember? I do not remember, but that's his. That's the one thing he can control. It doesn't matter how better the other team is. You can certainly work on penalties, pre-snap penalties, any kind of penalty, and turnovers. So, someone says here from the 501, I saw Bobby Joe over the weekend, and he said we're going 8-4.
Yeah, well, there we go. Bobby Joe's weighed in.
Yeah, that is.
Bobby Joe's weighed
that's,
in.
Can we get your prediction, Bill? Or will you save that for later?
Thursday? That'll come start of the season.
Here's one that says, y'all need to give a shout-out to MacDill Air Force Base, especially the 6th SFS
right
down the road from Bass.
This is where CENTCOM is. That's just over on Davis Island. I mean, it's
look at you.
This literally is the command central for much of the armed services around the world, especially when they're deployed in forward areas. This heavy military presence, and love those people.
Well, secret.
Hats
secret.
Off to them.
Secretive place.
Well, of course, you know, then up on the panhandle, you've seen all the blue angels.
Maverick. Old Maverick got a flyby.
You know,
there.
Most everybody got a kick out of that.
Yes.
However, you know, I finally saw a video of what the wind did. It
yes.
just blew. The coolest shots are when they're coming at you're on the pier.
Yes.
And they're coming
you
at you.
See it.
Yeah.
Negative Ghost Rider. The pattern's full.
That's right. I'm going to tell you, when Bill said, I'm going to take you to one of the best restaurants in Tampa, I said, I'm in. So the Uber driver drops us off. I said, okay, it'll be, you know, 25 or 30 yards. And I looked and I said,
half mile.
Is that it down there? I said, I can't believe that anybody lent money or they were going to take a chance.
Yes.
It literally like a quarter of a mile.
It was.
I mean, it is a.
You filmed the whole Facebook Live.
Yeah, 15 minute walking. By the way, Trey Biddy just walked by. Trey Biddy.
Yep.
There he is.
There you go.
But yeah, we certainly got our steps in the other night. It was all fun, good though.
Fun night though. Fun in spite of all the adversity. Lost luggage.
Yes.
Elevators out, no air conditioning at the restaurant. It was still a fun night for David.
Do want to thank Roger too, our car sponsor, Fletcher Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, for sponsoring all of our summer adventure. We've got a few things to go, Bill. We've got to go to Blytheville for the Dixie Pig, over 100 years old. We've done four restaurants in four different cities.
Mm-hmm.
But thanks to Frank. And what's crazy, Trey, I flew in yesterday. I flew in Saturday. It was the same flight that Roger and Steve Qualls and I flew in for the NASCAR race.
From Little Rock to Atlanta.
Yeah, it's the exact same time. But we rented a car and went down to Jonesboro, Georgia. I'll tell you, we have been on the go, Bill, but that's what we do.
When do you sleep?
Last night went to bed at 2:30, as you know, because of Club DV.
Club Ramrod?
But no, I don't get much sleep. It's not real healthy. But then today... last night, Rod, John Daly calls me.
Mm-hmm.
I'd called Anna and said, Anna, aren't you guys in town this week?
Mm-hmm.
She goes, we are. I said, well, let's get together. So John calls last night. He said, I can't believe y'all are here. I said, where y'all at? And so Trey's already checked. We may get him a pass where he can jump on the show with us maybe tomorrow morning. That's his normal day.
Mm-hmm.
Or he hasn't met Silverfield. So I said, you can come up and see Silverfield. Thursday morning.
Yeah.
So we may get a John Daly side.
I think there's some sort of court order about the three of us being in the same place.
Yeah, I was going to say, Daly in this room.
I'm just going to tell you the power of John Daly.
He would be a rock star if he walked down this thing, the buzz would be,
what's John Daly doing here?
What's he doing here?
And so anyway, of course, the other thing, Roger, we talked about, we had wanted to try to get down here to see Hulk Hogan.
Right.
He had a bar here, and we were going to do karaoke or whatever. Yes. And we didn't make it in time. Yeah. We didn't make it in time. Let's take a break. We're getting closer and closer to meeting or hearing from Greg Sankey.
Mm-hmm.
You see my post on his songs, Raj?
I did.
Top 10 songs.
Yeah,
I don't know if you saw that, Bill.
Very eclectic.
Yeah. He's a big fan of the 70s and 80s music. He had three songs from Huey Lewis, two from U2.
I appreciated his music. Yes.
I had somebody critical said, you know, you can't relate to kids if you like music from the 70s and 80s. No. Yeah, you can.
I want him to be the commissioner.
He doesn't relate to kids, does he?
I don't need him. I don't need him to love 2 Chainz.
Yeah. Speaking of celebrities, Wednesday, Lionel Richie in concert next door.
Wow. Hello, 80s.
He's
the Fall and Break a Hip Tour.
He's playing Club D's.
I don't think they're playing Club D's.
Oh, you said next door. I didn't know.
Well, from where we are now.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Not the VRBO.
And Roger, Double R here. Double R is, he has gone full Michael Jordan.
Mm-hmm.
There's not one hair, one piece of hair on his head. I mean, he is Michael Jordan.
Is that right?
I mean, he's got to be using some kind of special product for that head.
I lost 6 pounds when I cut all the hair off.
Right, Randy's never been thinner, but he looks great.
Yeah,
he looks absolutely fantastic. Yes, we'll take a break. Come back if you want to be part of the show. 661-1037. Again, congratulations to Justin Akery, our GM, and his fiancee Natalie. I don't know any details if this will be done on the air. Maybe they'll get married on the air.
Like a Tiny Tim situation.
Listen,
really.
Can I tell you there's
We've
one?
We've had one before.
There's one show.
Can you name him?
There's one show. Yeah, I sure can. Do you know that got married on our show? A very well-known, he's now passed, but a very well-known radio personality and newspaper personality. Roger, do you know?
I do.
Give Bill a hint.
I'll give you a hint. He couldn't see very well at
that's
times.
That's it. That's it. That's a really good hint.
That's a great yes.
Pat Lynch.
Got married. I put the pressure on him. I said, because I'd known his girlfriend for a while, Marie.
Oh, yes.
And I said, listen, why don't you make this happen now? If we go down to the courthouse and we get the papers by the end of the show. So I think we did it right at the transition from our show to the next show. He got married.
Wow.
We had a preacher in and everything. Do you know that, Randy?
I did not.
Yeah, the great Pat Lynch. He was a unique, one-of-a-kind guy.
Absolutely.
A newspaper like within an inch of his eyes because he couldn't see.
Many battles on TV with Pat.
He helped in the mornings.
We did a lot of back and forth.
Yeah, he helped build Little Rock Radio.
Oh yeah, he was a legend. Yeah, whether you liked him or not, he was very good. He's one of those guys that could just open up the mic. Bill does it, and could talk without anybody with him. They could carry on a conversation with themselves for 2 hours.
Right.
There's a gift. I can't do that. You know, it's and Pat could certainly do that. Legendary. Look at the Double R.
Yep.
Amazed. I'm amazed.
All right, do not go away. 8:40, 7:47.